Welcome back to season two of This Modern Brand, the podcast where we pull back the curtain on some of America's most influential brands to explore their strategies, values, and innovations. I'm your host, Jason Parks, joined by my co-host, Katie Hornaday. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Today, we have a very special guest, Francesco Lagutain, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at USAA, a brand that's very well known for its dedication to serving military families and its steadfast commitment to its members.
Welcome to the show, Francesco.
Thank you, Katie, and thank you, Jason. Thank you for having me.
So excited to get talking. So we're going to start right out of the gate. For those who might not be familiar with USAA, can we just sort of like set the table, tell us a little bit about the brand and your unique approach to marketing?
Certainly. Thank you. Well, USAA was started 102 years ago by 25 Army officers who could not get insurance and decided to insure each other. And from that moment on, it grew. To today, we have 13.5 million members, but the philosophy of the organization is still the same. It's member-owned. It's dedicated to the men and women who have served the country in uniform and their families. And so with that, we have this profound sense of accountability and a profound sense of service to give back to the people that have given so much to their country because they deserve it and because they are the members owners of our association.
What an amazing place to work for.
Absolutely. I've been there 5 months and I'm still, I still got goosebumps.
So cool.
5 months. That's great. So I want to talk to you about that role specifically. So, you know, if you read in the trades, there's been a big evolution of the CMO role right now in advertising and marketing industry. And what I would love to know is how have you seen this role change and what impact does it have on your approach as you're 5 months into the job?
It's a big question, and it's interesting. I was just having this conversation a couple of days ago, and I was talking about the fact that I've had the same title now for the best part of 13, 14 years, and yet no 2 years in my career have been the same. I think the role is changing, the accountability of the role is changing, the type of things we do is changing. It started to be years ago, it was a very strategic, kind of like communication-oriented type of function. I'm not even just talking about the role of the lead. It's now a technology, data-driven type of accountability and type of function. And the one thing I would say in financial services, and that's a little bit my view on things, I always like to talk about the fact that marketing is about understanding how people buy. Product teams think about how to sell something, how to package it, how to prepare it. Marketing is about understanding how people buy and making sure you can bring people there. And that's where marketing, in my mind, is most effective. Too often, it's confused with just the packaging part, the brand, the narrative, the stories, is where the organizations that are successful are the organizations that put marketing at the core of the growth engine of the organization, because marketing is about making people buy. And that was definitely one of the reasons why I was attracted coming to USAA, because at USAA, we are, and we have always been, a virtual organization in the sense that we do not have branches. We do not have a sales force that walks the streets and that goes and meet our members. And therefore, the marketing as a function is that growth for the organization.
I love that articulation of it. It's like a really nice summation of all of the many parts and pieces of marketing that come together. It's amazing. Okay, so we said 5 months in, you said no 2 years have been the same. So now this far into your role, like how is it going? And what has surprised you even as you've sort of started to wrap your arms around this new chapter?
So I came to USAA with high expectations. It's an organization that I had, it was definitely a bucket list for me. It was an organization that I had admired from afar. I had used to build case studies for change and to build examples of how organizations that are customer focused operate. And so I came here expecting this high level of customer focus. And when I arrived, it just blew my mind, just the level of dedication, passion, and in some cases, borderline obsession that we have at USAA with our members and what they go through. And that permeates the entire organization, every role, every function. We start with 3 days onboarding, where we spend time understanding the lifestyle that the servicemen and women go through, and how the role that we play in helping them do their job and fulfill their own mission most effectively. And throughout, we start meetings with what we call a mission moment, where one of our teammates will share why they've served and why they're at USAA. We have 2-3 times a year what we call military acumen trips, and we go and live with one of the military organizations for a couple of days, and we get to talk to recruits, and we get to sort of live in their quarters and see what their day's like. All the way to next month, I'm participating. We recreate the zero-day PT, which is the first several hours of the life of a recruit, where you get to run around and you get that sort of like very first moments, which is run by people who did that job just a few years ago. And so you get this sense of mission and of accountability for a very special group of people that have given a lot for the country. And the sense is like we talk about what we do of service in return, and that has a profound impact on how we do our work. Almost all the things we do are consistent with how any financial institution would run their business. We buy media, we place media, we evaluate data, we evaluate responses, et cetera, et cetera. But I've talked about in other organizations to say, oh, we should let the customer decide. The times when we're stuck, we always pause and go to what would the member want? What would the member want us to do? What's best in the interest of the member? And that is has been incredible. And what's incredible is USAA has been in business 102 years. It's an incredibly well-run organization financially. So you always get a sense of like, can you do member centricity, customer centricity, and financial discipline? You absolutely can, but it has to be, it's hard to replicate because it has to be ingrained in everything you do.
That's great. So 100 year plus old brand in financial services, which, you know, can be somewhat constraining because there's things you can say and can't say. So I would love to talk to you about the role of innovation. And, you know, it's obviously about the key to staying relevant. So I'd love to, I know you've only been there for 5 months, but any examples of how you see USAA is innovating in the marketing space, or any plans in the on the horizon in the future? Like, how do you think about innovation in your role?
What I love and hate about the conversation about innovation is that whenever the question comes up, my mind, as I imagine a lot of people's minds, always go to, I need to find something that's going to blow your mind. And oftentimes all that happens sort of relatively infrequently, and everybody knows about it. And so as I reflect on this question, every time I get it, I actually go to the opposite end. And marketing is about a series of small I innovation that goes into the technique, that goes into your listening, that goes into responding. And ultimately, at the core of it is that understanding how people buy and participation with that journey, and sort of your ability to embed yourself, especially in the world of today where people's brains are constantly focusing on pushing information away that is not relevant. The participation in someone's life, becoming a familiar entity in someone's life, showing that you share their daily grind, their passion, their interests is incredibly important. And so picking those instances and driving innovation. I'll give you an example. Gaming, esports. You know, that's an area that it's not completely new, but it's certainly an area where we've started. Certainly, I've found here to be much further other places where I've been, because that's where our members are. We know we have a big sponsorship with the NFL, but we know that 30% of our members, Madden is their number one video game, ahead of any other video game, by the way. Call of Duty is a close second, but it's still second. And so you kind of understand that the game they experience, the football experience, is no longer limited to the actual game and limited to the actual athlete. You can go on Madden, and in Ultimate Series, you can have Tom Brady throw passes to Jerry Rice. And we have, you know, we are part of that experience. We, you know, you would play your games at USAA Stadium, because we realize that that's where our members are. And so looking for those opportunities, be it channels, be it innovative ideas, as in creative ideas, or it's those little innovations that allow you to show your member that you share their passion, is where we point our ingenuity.
That's great. So you brought up the NFL. I have to ask. So Francesco, for our listeners out there who can't see, Francesco, the back of his office, he's got a couple of Bills uniforms here. So clearly a Buffalo Bills fan. And USAA's spokesperson is Rob Gronkowski, who's a famous Patriot. So how do you reconcile that? That's like your mortal enemy, right? Like how do you work through that?
I love that he joined Tampa Bay, I guess.
Oh, there you go. Great answer.
The jersey that's in our office is his Tampa Bay jersey.
There you go. Perfect.
That's amazing.
Yeah. My Buffalo friends would not allow me any other way out. Oh, well, actually, here's the other one. Not a fairly well-known fact. Gronk is a Buffalo native, and he displays a lot of the cultural traits of the Buffalonians. He's gregarious. He's happy. Is larger than life. And so that's the other way in which we reconcile it. I don't think I could have survived the Tom Brady sponsorship.
That's great.
Here's the good news, is you have referenced one of the few NFL players that I actually know anything about. So at least we've got that going for us. Okay, so another question. And you started to touch on this, especially when you started to talk about the way that you guys really get to know your members and think a lot about who are you talking to. At Barclay OKRP, we often talk about that core consumer as your true believer. And so would love to hear you talk a little bit about, like, what do you love? What do they love most about your brand? And then how do you really build on that as you think about building the future?
This is it's a huge question, because it's something that I would state is probably hard to build, because it takes a long time. I think it's possible, but it takes a long time. And to me, it goes to the core of authenticity and integrity. You can't fake it. And our members definitely respond to that. But I believe in the market in general, consumers respond to authenticity and integrity. The brands that are winners of today are the brands that have that authenticity and integrity. And then consumers find the authenticity that shares their values. And so having a very strong values-driven organization is sort of what creates that. And it's not a messaging issue. Actually, I would argue messaging should come last, if it comes at all. It's more consumer and our members judge us in our actions. And so it is how we stand by our members when disaster strikes. It is how we support our members when they call in. It is how we may give them options that are outside the services that we offer, when we feel that there might be something out there from quote unquote competitor. I don't think we have competitors as such, but organizations that offer similar products, when we feel that might be a better solution for our members. But it is in that showing that ultimately we are owned by our members, and we're here to make them financially successful. And it's that authenticity and integrity that has to pay dividends. And too often, organizations that are driven and I've been in many of them, and with all the best intent, when you're driven by short-term financial results, the temptation is always to make the short-term decision that's in favor of the business. When you have authenticity and integrity, the business is successful on the long-term decisions. And then you can afford the luxury of making all of your decision based on the interest of the member.
I love everything about the member obsession that you all have. So final question, would love to hear what's on the horizon for USAA. What would you like to get into into the future that you can speak about?
So there's a lot to cover in this, because I think for me, and in particular for my teams, it's finding better ways to engage with our members, to share their passions, to share their interests, to let them. One of our big challenges is letting as many people know who are eligible that they are eligible, because there are some criteria. Obviously, you have to have served, or your family, someone in your family has to have served, and letting people know that we are here for them. And so there are a lot of innovations, there are a lot of ideas that we're working on to sort of be able to share that more with our members. More broadly, I think innovation has been and will continue to be at an association level a big theme for us. And so in the world today, I am fascinated by networks. So services are no longer becoming individual services. They're becoming networks of services. And so things that we're looking at is how can we become an aggregator of services for our members? And the advantage that we have, when you think back to that authenticity and integrity, we come with an advantage and a huge responsibility, which is the trust of our membership. And we take that incredibly seriously. But with that, then we're looking at ways in which we can be able to create these networks of service. Things about, from things when, you know, you're buying a car, you're buying a home, or for many of our members, you're transitioning out of the military, you know, you're reinventing your career midstream. Is like, how can we become that trusted source? We know the world, we know those environments, we know you and you know us, member. How do we create those networks? That for me is some of the most interesting areas that we are exploring.
So Francesco, let's talk a little bit about, you know, who else do you think is doing it right in the branding marketing world? Clearly you're doing a lot right at USAA. You have an amazing new gig, but if you look around your space or really any other space, is there somebody that you look to and say they're really nailing it and you could learn from them?
Great question. I admire many, if not all, of the businesses that are in our industry. And again, I don't say competitor, because I do think that we are somewhat unique, but there are many other organizations that offer similar choices to our members. I think everybody is doing a good job, and we look at learning all the time. I don't like to compare there. And I actually think, there are more interesting comparisons outside. And I kind of go back to that notion of integrity and authenticity. And that's where you can kind of see where the brands, where they do it right, and then they stray. I've been an early admirer of Apple, for example. Fairly standard answer, but it's kind of interesting, because I think Apple has sort of a little bit deviated from some of their integrity and authenticity line. And I think when you look back at their history, Apple is not for everyone, but it was really, really strongly for the people who were Apple buyers. And as it tried to become someone that was for more people, it kind of like lost a little bit its way. And with that, it becomes just another choice as opposed to the choice. And to me, those are the brands that I find that have a strong integrity. I'll throw one that is for many is probably I'd almost say a vanilla brand. But when I think of cars, I think of Ford. Ford has had an integrity and an authenticity throughout the years that for me is admirable. And, you know, full disclosure, I drive a Ford, but part of it is I like that authenticity. They are who they are, not who they think you want them to be. And their cars do exactly what you expect them to do because they've always had that authenticity. They're not trying to be someone that they aren't. And that to me is the big point. Have that integrity in being great at who you are and not trying to be someone that you're not. And then people will make their choice. But then when you make that choice and your expectations are fully met, that's when you create those bonds between a user, consumer, member, and a brand that are much, much harder to break. Because trust comes from, you have matched my expectations. You know, comes from that predictability of you do what you say. And that's the brands I admire.
Well, Francesco, it's been an amazing conversation. Congrats on the somewhat new role at an absolutely amazing brand. We appreciate your time. Well, that wraps up our episode of This Modern Brand, a podcast by Barclay OKRP. We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music.
For more stories and insights on how to build brands people love, visit us at barclayokrp.com.
I'm Jason Parks.
And I'm Katie Hornaday. Thanks for listening.